about the whole Kicks thing. Have you...
Like sneaker game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit complicated because on the one hand, it's utterly material. It has issues of cultural appropriation are very deeply entwined in it. On the other hand, when I see somebody... Yeah, I know. That's a whole other issue. I have a particular position on that. But I do think that when some rich kid at a boarding school is trying to school somebody on an online forum about shell-toe Adidas, that's a little weird. However, when I see somebody, I respect real, recognize real. I respect when somebody comes correct with their Kick game. That sounds, it's funny and ironic because I'd say it. But no, I can't participate in it because I don't have any money.
Yeah. Despite having the money to potentially do that, it's just not something that...
There was a limited time one-off collab between a Chinese streetwear company called Barbershop and Nike that they did some dunks that were high-top black and white colorway with a gum sole, and they came with Barbershop laces, blue, red, white, and blue, like a barber pole, but you could swap those out for white ones. I was so close to actually flexing on them, but then I realized that's not going to do me any favors. I'm not going to get laid anyway.
I think the two coolest, I used to be sort of into it. Some of the cool pairs of shoes
I can still grasp. I know enough about it. I just can't get into it. But go ahead.
So the shoes that I've had in the past I really liked, because there was a time at which it really interested me. And
you had Heat on deck?
Yeah, I basically agree with your whole summation of that sneaker thing.
Culture,
Yeah. There are some serious social, socioeconomic flaws and blah, 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 blah.
Hype beast, we know about you.
But I had a pair of black and yellow Jermaine O'Neal shoes, high top. Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I ain't seen them in a minute.
Yeah, no, I thought that was awesome. I had a pair.
I don't even remember what his model looked like. Jesus. Oh, wait, I remember watching him play with him. Yeah. It was that Rashard Lewis used to stomp around in when he was playing for the Sonics. I remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
He had a pair of black and yellow. Anyway, go ahead.
On a semi-related note, the Sonics had one of the cooler color schemes, and Oklahoma City Thunder has literally the worst color scheme in the
City Thunder, you know what they remind me of? They remind me of one of those fake teams in the old Madden games where they had, you know,
oh, God, yeah, totally.
Yeah, they look like they just hit randomized or something.
Yeah.
I thought they were a drug front at first.
Just to say that they aren't based on Russell Westbrook.
They look like an Arena Football League logo.
Okay, so I had, when Kobe had these shoes that sort of looked like Air Maxes, I had some ones that I made on Nike ID that were light blue, yellow, and white, because that was at a point that the Melo and Iverson Nuggets were seeing. And I,
oh, the powder blue?
Yeah. No, I just fucking love that team. The Kobe.
Well, you also can say it's late 80s Chargers. You remember?
Yeah.
I think it was the late 80s. You remember just the Chargers, those old Chargers uniforms?
Beyond playing football, I never really got into it.
Yeah, I'm not really into football either. I just remember you used to watch games on ESPN Classic. They had kind of the same color scheme as the Nuggets do, but like with that powder blue and yellow, it's pretty dink.
I think actually that Denver Nuggets, the city logo, a rainbow, that's the best retro jersey that exists.
Yeah, I'm hard pressed to come up with anything. I'm a big fan of the Houston Astros 70s logo throwback. Remember them jerseys with the orange and red stripes?
I never got into baseball.
God, are you useful for anything? Do you remember the P. Diddy Dallas Mavericks jerseys?
Oh, no, I don't. That sounds lovely.
Oh, no, Diddy designed Mavericks jerseys for a sec, and there was the ones that he designed for one game only.
Wow.
They called the trash bag. They looked like dark tinfoil.
That sounds fucking great.
What's your favorite Mavs jersey?
I think the ones that are being debuted this year are pretty cool.
I'm a fan of the green and white throwback, to be totally honest with you.
Well,
not really throwback, but...
Yeah, they're not really throwbacks, but they're retro.
Yeah, they're retro style. I think the Mavs is clean.
Yeah, I see that.
I
you
love
know,
the old Mavericks logo with the M and the hat. I like that,
you know,
kind of more than
that
I like...
Is? It's because they used to be owned by Don Carter... And the whole Carter's thing, to wear a white hat. So it was just sort of trademark thing. So anyways, the best pair of shoes that I've ever had. Oh, yeah, I had some pink soled and pink lace Air Forces with just a white Nike swoosh. And they were pretty sweet.
You call that? That's called your Susan Komen at the bottom of my pants, bruh.
I wear t-shirts that support breast cancers.
I wear t-shirts that support my breasts. So stupid. This is the dumbest thing I've ever said in my life.
Yeah, but postmodernism, you know.
I'm stupid on purpose, so you can't get mad.
Best pair of shoes I ever had were red, white, and blue, wizard colors, limited edition. Gilbert Arenas did this thing with Coke that if you got enough Coke reward points, you could send in for these shoes. That,
the agent.
Yeah, that there were 6,000 of them made, and I literally collected bottle caps around my school.
Bruh, during, his life, bruh.
During cafeteria, I would just go around with a bag and just people would throw in
collect
the caps.
Collect garbage?
And, essentially, right? You can just call me fucking Brian Cardinal, you know?
Young custodian on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. I had a pair of those. I feel like that's great.
That's pretty solid. I don't think, yeah, I mean, you didn't keep them, did you? You wear them out?
Yeah, I wore them. Do you know the rapper Blueprint by any chance?
The Jay-Z record?
No, the rapper.
Oh, Blueprint. Yeah. He's on Ryan Taylor's.
Right. I had an autographed t-shirt of his because I went to a concert where he headlined it, an atmosphere thing. And it was really cool. Like, I had a whole conversation with him and, you know, wrote this whole message. It's gone. It's gone.
Can't have that. I have, and this is kind of illustrates, I have a t-shirt that I went to a Walkman show in Dallas at the Granada, and the Walkmen are, and you probably don't know them because you're fleeing, but I walk in and they were doing Hamilton Lighthouses out front, and he's just doing spray paint on white shirts and just paint shirts and just say Walkman Dallas 316
wow,
or something.
Sweet.
Yeah, and so I bought one, but unfortunately what it looks like is if I wear it, it looks like I made a shirt to go to a concert in.
Yeah.
And I can't very well just go around explaining, oh, by the way, this is made by the band.
One of the nicest, you'll see why I coughed up the dough for this, is since Andy Warhol was big about money and capitalism, he had a whole fashion label, and after he set up Joel Michael under his crew, entourage, whatever, he had a split. These t-shirts that are specifically designed, they're not prints of paintings on a shirt. They're specifically designed t-shirts. I bought one of them, long sleeve. It's made out of really coarse 90s material, and it's great.
You pay for it.
I don't remember exactly. Over $200, so.
You a hype beast for real, bro.
Yeah, I made friends with whoever comments on it, because it just is great. Just the other night,
You had somebody, Myron.
Yeah, just the other night. Let's jump into the fact that DeAndre Jordan didn't go to the Mavs.
Yeah, let's just jump into there. Let's just fall into it like a daydream or a fever.
This sounds like a My Chemical Romance reference.
No, actually, it's from, you know, that recording at the beginning of the first song on the first Godspeed record, Dead Fly Blues, where the skyline looked beautiful on fire. Yeah, I was listening to it right after the Jordan thing came, the news came out, because the apocalyptic voiceover at the beginning, and Beautiful on Fire, all twisted metal.
You know, I listened to Leonard Cohen.
Mother Clutching Babies. Yeah, I know. And I think I listened to all of the... I don't even remember what happened. I don't remember a whole lot about what happened after that night, or after that phone call, to be honest. Anyway, Jordan's not going to come. So... Now, what's interesting to me about this is a lot, because I'm an obsessive, but the Deron Williams thing is because, to my eyes, this is kind of a strongly suggests that they're not going to tank.
They're not. Mark Cuban already said it.
Well, so, I haven't seen what, you know, I've been trying to, I'm really afraid of basketball news because it's all bad.
Yeah,
But, so what do you think this Mavericks team looks like if they're trying? What do you see out of them?
That's a great question, because it's
not
like,
that great.
Well, it's an interesting question. How about that? It brings up an interesting thought. You know, Zaza Pachulia, right? He's starting center as of now. Great pickup, in my opinion.
Isn't he the white gorilla? Is that Zaza Pachulia, right? No, that's Prisbilla. The white gorilla.
Oh, my goodness. Prisbilla.
Prisbilla and Pachulia confused.
I think Pachulia has some Greek thing.
Yeah, but the Lithuanians all have Greek names, like Valanciunas.
He's not Lithuanian.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's hard to tell. People all look alike to me anyway.
Yeah, Greek Orthodoxy, man.
We can talk about Varoufakis later, too.
I think the addition of Zaza Pachulia means that perhaps Deron Williams is better suited to that offense. Deron Williams is not so much a passer that was pick and roll thing. I mean, his symbiosis was Carlos Boozer, and Was he there during Paul Millsap days?
I don't think so. I don't know. The line on Williams that I recall is he was actually competitive with Chris Paul for a second, and then.
Yeah.
But anyway,